From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The search continues in Arcata for the people responsible for a shooting at a large party over the weekend. It happened on the 2600 block of Susan Avenue with multiple gunshots heard. Police learned that a physical fight had occurred. One of the involved parties produced a handgun, firing it into the air. No one was hurt, and the parties were seen leaving the area in a light-colored sedan. A Be on the Lookout's alert for the vehicle was sent to local law enforcement, and a vehicle matching the description was seen headed southbound on Highway 101, and a stop was conducted in Eureka by an officer with the Humboldt State University Police Department with the help of Eureka PD. No firearm was found in the vehicle. The occupants were released from the scene. Arcata Police Department investigating the incident, collecting evidence and video surveillance footage from surrounding areas. When being arraigned in a Humboldt County Superior Courtroom, bolted once it was over. 36-year-old Amber Adams had just completed her arraignment in courtroom 3 when she fled from the courtroom into a public hallway. Two sheriff's deputies quickly contacted Adams in the hallway, taking her back into custody. In addition to her booking on charges of felony vandalism, resisting arrest, trespassing, and possession of a controlled substance, Adams will also be charged with attempted escape from custody. Well, a person now under arrest in connection with a fire Sunday at the Intermodal Transit Facility, 925 E Street. An unknown subject had lit someone's personal property on fire there. An investigator looked at video surveillance and identified the suspect as 28-year-old Brandon. Officers called back to the facility Monday afternoon. It was determined that Childers was back on the premises. He was taken into custody and booked and lodged for arson. November 16th, the sentencing date set for Tavin D. Evans after he pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter. The 20-year-old Evans was one of two men accused in the methamphetamine overdose death of a 16-year-old girl, Alyssa Claibon. He's expected to receive a 3-year sentence. He can withdraw his plea if a judge decides to sentence him to more than a maximum term, which is 4 years behind bars. Humboldt County Sheriff's Office has been receiving several reports of phone scams where the caller is claiming to be Sergeant Marshall with the HCSO and demanding payment and threatening arrest for missing jury duty. The sheriff's office never threatens to arrest you if you don't pay a fine for missing jury duty, never demands payment in exchange for dropping a warrant, never asks you to pay a fine over the phone or through a gift card or prepaid debit card. Call them directly, 707-445-7251. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.